to episode 19 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Marie. I decided to not release the episode that I had scheduled to release today and instead talk about something that's weighing heavy on my heart and mind. And I know I'm not alone in this feeling. On Tuesday of last week, there was a school shooting in Tennessee. 3 children and 3 adults were killed. In 1999, there have been over 300 school shootings. Over 300,000 students have experienced gun violence since that time. This year alone, over 70 people have been killed or injured in American schools due to gun violence. One school shooting and one death due to a school shooting is too many. This conversation today is not a debate on guns. It's also honestly not even a debate on how to fix this problem because I don't have those answers. It's mainly to validate the feelings that so many of us are feeling right now. 2 days after the shooting in Tennessee, I, along with many other parents in my town and nearby towns, received text messages and emails regarding our children's schools being on lockdown. They had deemed there was no threat, but I can't even begin to put into words how terrifying getting a text message like that was. I was obviously beyond grateful that everything was fine and that my child was safe, but I was shaken up the rest of the day. The fact that these types of situations are happening make this type of text message so incredibly scary. None of us want to live in fear, and none of us want to make our children afraid, but sadly, these are valid fears that so many of us have. No parent should have to worry about their child not coming home from school because of a shooting. Being a parent is not only scary, but it's also probably the hardest job in the world, and it's one you don't get a handbook or training for. Sure, there's parenting classes you can take and books you can read, but so many of the things we experience as parents aren't things that you can expect, and there's no preparing for a lot of the scenarios that we're going through. Honestly, I don't have any wise words of wisdom to share this week. I mainly just want any parent who listens to this to just hear that you're not alone. We're all doing the best that we can. Be there for your children and be there for each other, not just during times of tragedy, but all the time. We all know the saying, it takes a village, and this is more true now than ever. Hug your babies, no matter how old they are. Every day won't be easy, but try not to focus on that stuff. Make memories as often as you can. Remind your children every opportunity you get that you love them and that you're grateful for them. Cherish every single second you have with them. I included some links in the show notes for this episode on how to talk to your kids about violence in schools. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. And there are tons of resources out there for the help that you're looking for. Thank you for listening today. And remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.